Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
I want you to be blessed by the Lord. More blessed, more blessed, more blessed each day. And I want to give you the key how to receive more blessing from the Lord. Let us pray together. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you would talk to us in this teaching. And we ask your Holy Spirit to really reveal the truth from heaven to us, Lord. We receive by faith. We humble ourselves to hear you speaking to our heart, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In Acts chapter 20, verse 35, "For we must always cherish the words of our Lord Jesus, who taught giving brings a far greater blessing than receiving." Everyone say, greater blessing. One of the greatest temptations we face as a human being is to slip into the subtle trap of living selfishly. We think about ourselves, me. Selfishness and pride are the big part of sinful nature. When you live to give and not to take, not only will you avoid that pitfall or the trap of sinful nature, but you will have more joy, more blessing, and more favor than you dreamed possible. God is a giver, and He created us to be givers as well. When you look at the star in the sky, you look at the fish in the ocean, you look at all kinds of flowers and fruit, you can see that our God is the generous giver. The spiritual principle is that when we reach out to other people in need, God will make sure that our own needs are supplied. If you want your dreams to come to pass, help someone else fulfill their dreams. If you are down and discouraged, get your mind off yourself and go help meet your friend's need. Sow the seed that will bring you a harvest. The Bible says clearly that when we sow the seed, we will reap the harvest. This is the spiritual, eternal principle and also the natural principle as well. The Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 to 9, "Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit." So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. You can see that we should not please our sinful nature. Sinful nature say, be selfish, be greedy, be prideful. But God say, please the Holy Spirit by being generous, be a giver. And then one day we will reap a harvest of blessing from the Lord if we don't give up. The Bible say again and again in many passages of the scripture that giving brings the blessing to the giver. Luke chapter 6 verse 38 say, "Give and it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." Please have an attitude that say, "Who can I bless today?" You can give a smile or a hug or an encouraging word. You can do a small but meaningful task to help someone. You can visit someone in the hospital or make a meal for your elderly neighbor or a lady who just delivered a baby. Someone needs what you have to share today. Therefore, please go out and help people. Give to people, serve people. Sow the seed of love and the Lord will bless you more. The Bible says clearly in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11, verses 1 to 6, "Send your grain across the seas, and in time, profits will flow back to you." Send your grain across the sea. God say, sow the seed, and at the right time, the profit will flow back to you. "But divide your investment among many places, for you do not know what risk might lie ahead. When clouds are heavy, the rains come down. whether a tree falls north or south, it stays where it falls. So God tried to say that His principle will remain. What kind of principle? Verse 4. Farmers who wait for perfect weather never plant. If they watch every cloud, they never harvest. So you cannot just look at the circumstance. You need to be led by the Holy Spirit to sow the seed of love, sow the seed of service, help, finances, encourage people. You cannot just wait for the right timing, because the Holy Spirit will lead you to sow the seed. Verse 5, just as you cannot understand the path of the wind or the mystery of a tiny baby growing in its mother's womb, so you cannot understand the activity of God who does all things. Plant your seed. Verse 6, plant your seed in the morning and keep busy all afternoon. So you keep working hard, being excellent. You do your best in your life, but you keep sowing the seed of word of encouragement. So the seed of love, so the seed of finances, help and service to people. You do the best for your boss at work. You give the best service in the church and in the office. Sow the seed of love to your wife or your husband. You love people. You encourage people. And then the Bible says, for you don't know if profit will come from one activity or another, or maybe both. All these scriptures say that God will follow His principle. When you sow the seed, you shall reap, and the profit will come. The blessing will come to you. In the Bible, we can see many stories about some people sowing the seed and they reap the harvest. Let me read one story in John chapter 6, verses 1 to 14. After this, Jesus crossed over to the far side of the Sea of Galilee, also known as the Sea of Tiberias. A huge crowd kept following Him wherever He went, because they saw His miraculous signs as He healed the sick. Then Jesus climbed a hill and sat down with His disciples around Him. It was nearly time for the Jewish Passover celebration. Jesus soon saw a huge crowd of people coming to look for Him. Turning to Philip, He asked, "Where can we buy bread to feed all these people?" Jesus wanted to spend His ministry money to feed all these people in the crowd. He is the giver. Jesus is generous. Verse 6, He was testing Philip, for He already knew what He was going to do. Philip replied, "Even if we work hard months, we would not have enough money to feed them." Then Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up, "There is a young boy here with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good is that with this huge crowd?" So a boy has 5 loaves and 2 fish, but there were not enough to feed the big crowd like this. Verse 10, "Tell everyone to sit down," Jesus said. So they all sat down on the grassy slopes. The men alone numbered 5,000. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks to God, and distributed them to the people. Afterward, He did the same with the fish, and they all ate as much as they wanted. God multiplied the loaves and the fish, and the big crowd, more than 5,000 people, all filled with good food. After everyone was full, Jesus told His disciples, "Now gather the leftovers so that nothing is wasted." So they picked up the pieces and filled 12 baskets with scraps left by the people who had eaten from the 5 barley loaves. When the people saw Him do this miraculous sign, they exclaimed, "Surely He is the prophet we have been expecting." You can see this story that this young boy gave 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus multiplied, and God used what He gave to Jesus to feed the crowd, to be the blessing to the crowd. At the end, He reaped the harvest. He got the 12 baskets full left over in His hand. He can give to His relative, His mom and dad. God showed us that our God is a God of multiplication. When you give to God, He will let you reap the multiplied blessing, the great favor and the goodness of the Lord. All these years, I gave my life to serve the Lord. I and Pastor Da both serve the Lord faithfully. We spend our time, our energy, our strength. We lose sleep sometimes. We face jet lag. But God take care of us to give us multiple healings and sustain us with good health. We reap the good things from God because we have been given to the Lord. Peter allowed Jesus to use his boat to teach the crowd, and God gave him supernatural provision in Luke chapter 5 verses 1 to 8. So it was as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their net. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." You can see Peter allowed Jesus to use his boat to preach the word of God. He could not get any fish all night, but what he saw, eventually he reaped. He reaped the benefit of his business. He got so many fish because he gave the equipment of his business for the Lord Jesus to use for the kingdom of God. I would like to encourage you, be a giver, and you can see the greater blessing. Don't be selfish. Don't be greedy. Don't hoard things to yourself. Whatever you have in your life, your time, your ability, gifts, your strength, finances, resources, your material, learn to give. Give to God. Give to people who are in need. Give your words of encouragement, and you're going to see the reaping of greater blessing in your life. I believe you will practice what you learn. May the Lord give you the heart of generosity. Let us pray. Father, thank you that your heart is to give and give, even giving your own son to save us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to have your heart and to always be ready to give and help others in need. We want to encourage others. We want to help others any way we can, Lord, and to lift them up when they are hurting. Use us, Lord. Open the door for us so that we can give and serve other people, Lord. We believe that your word is the truth, and we shall experience the reaping of the harvest, Lord. Lord, we know you give us a seed to sow, seed time, and there will be harvest time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Pastor Dan, I love you so much, and we want to see you become a mature Christian, and the Lord will use you in this generation. Please like and subscribe to our channel. God bless you.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty. Think that I'm
about.